top of the morning,
Lady Blueberry.
Your tulips are looking a little limp, aren't they?
I don't like what you're incinerating.
Two households, both alike in dignity. Well, dignity can be such a relative term.
Are you kidding? Stealth is my middle name.
It is not fair Verona, but a quiet English neighborhood where we lay our scene, in the gardens of next-door neighbors Lord Redbrick and Lady Blueberry. Each flower bed is populated with those classic English garden decorations, little statues of gnomes. His have red caps, hers wear blue, and they are bitter rivals. This being the animated version, the gnomes come to life when people are not watching. But when red-capped Juliet meets blue-wearing Gnomeo, the ancient grudge is forgotten.
I can't go.
I know how you feel.
No, really. I'm stuck.
Gnomeo and Juliet is directed and co-written by animation veteran Kelly Asbury, who makes no apologies to William Shakespeare or to the bard's perhaps most malleable tale.
I think what's universal about the story of Romeo and Juliet is everyone has grown up and done something that was rebellious against their parents' wishes, be it love or something else. We're all rebellious teenagers. Sometimes we grow out of it, sometimes we don't. So one of the underlying themes of the entire movie is everyone can relate to this, and it's true in many stories like Romeo and Juliet, like Twilight or something.
What are you doing here?
I don't know. I came here to... Well, I don't know, I just wanted to see you again.
Are you crazy? If Dad finds you, he'll bury you under the patio.
English actress Emily Blunt is the voice of Fair Juliet and says she drew on her experience playing the original tragic version on stage.
I actually found it very helpful, and when I did Romeo and Juliet, I was about 19 and it was my third professional job, and I had a really wonderful director who encouraged a different view of Juliet, that she's not a wilting delicate flower, that she's actually hot-tempered, just like her dad, and she's decisive and rebellious. And when I met Kelly and all these guys, it was really great to hear that they wanted to have, like, a tough little Juliet, and one that I had done on stage.
What if you want it? Come and get it.
All right. Thanks.
As bold Gnomeo to Blunt's Juliet, the voice of Scottish-born James McAvoy, who has played the young lover in several stage productions.
I always see Romeo as being a bit of a pain in the backside and very in love with himself, got a lot of time for himself and, you know, some time for the ladies as long as they've got time for him. And then something massive happens to him, you know. So that was important to kind of make him a little bit cock of the walk, you know. But also, Gnomeo in this is a little bit of an amalgamation between Romeo and Mercutio. But we don't have that Mercutio character. We don't have that leader of the pack, which Romeo isn't. But Gnomeo is a little bit. So it was handy to have an appreciation of who Mercutio was as well. And that weight of expectation, not only to conform to what your family wants, but also just, like, to show off for your blue pals.
Well, if he won't come out, I guess we'll just have to go in.
The Red Garden? No one's ever been in there.
You know, I'd say it's about time someone did.
Gnomeo and Juliet has been 12 years in the making. That's how long it's been since executive producer Elton John first proposed the film that he believes is as relevant today as the original was in the 16th century.
I do feel as though there is a message in this film. We spend so much time hating each other because our parents tell us that that's what we have to do. And I think this is a storyline saying that, listen, we should all get on. Even if we're Catholic and we're Protestant or we're Muslim and we're Jews, if we're Democrats or Republicans, if there is any message that can come out of this film, which is purely coincidental and the time is coincidental, then I'm all for it because that is what life is all about. It's not about hatred.
Oh, Gnomeo. Gnomeo, are we really doomed, Gnomeo, to never see each other again? Why must you wear a blue hat? Why couldn't it be red like my father, or green like a leprechaun, or purple like some weird guy? I mean, what's in a gnome? Because you're blue, my father sees red, and because I'm red, I'm feeling blue. Oh, at any rate, that shouldn't be the thing to keep us apart, should it?
No, no, it shouldn't. I couldn't have said it better myself.
The voice cast of Gnomeo and Juliet also features Michael Caine, Maggie Smith, Jason Statham, Hulk Hogan, Ozzy Osbourne, and Patrick Stewart as Will Shakespeare.
Well, now, it really is quite good.
The soundtrack includes classic hits and new songs by producer Elton John. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.